Yo. No one's in the studio tonight except me. Old Southhood Studios is quiet tonight. Just me and Buddy the Cat. I do have a interview, but it's a phoner, which is awesome. But it's lonely in here today. Ziegel and Vice, episode 24.
You've got a real attitude problem, McFly. You're a slacker.
Welcome to episode 24. This is Ego and Vice. My name is Mike. As always, I'm your humble host of this fine podcast. I'm alone tonight. I'm solo, running solo. The hallowed halls of the Southhood Studio are eerily quiet tonight, my friends. Buddy the Cat's with me, as always. My right-hand man, my producer. My best pal. And he keeps me company. And I'm good with that. And he's going to help me get through this one step at a time. Yeah, I think so. It's funny, though. It's funny. Like, when I started this podcast, my intention was to always just do it by myself. Like, what the hell? You know, how hard could it be? Sit in a room, play some music, talk about what's going on with your, you know, in your life and stuff like that. I learned pretty quickly after about three episodes that sitting in a room by yourself, talking to yourself, is a lot tougher than you think it is. Try it sometime. Sit down and try to have a conversation with yourself about something that has some consistency for, 45 minutes. Bet you can't do it. Neither can I. That's why I started having guests on, probably as far back as episode 4 or 5. Started having guests on, and it's been a great format for me since. I don't know. I just like having someone to sit and point, counterpoint, bounce stuff off, get into a good conversation. Ego and Vice has always been about other people. You know what I mean? It's always been about local music. It's always been about local musicians and stuff like that. I do use it to promote some of the stuff that I'm doing, whether it be with GOAT or any of the other projects that I have on the go. But mainly it's about you, right? Does that make sense? Is that kind of lame? But it is. And on the verge of my 25th episode, which is kind of a monumental episode, I don't know. I guess I should maybe touch on what Ego and Vice is about. And it's about connecting with local talent, my friends, and just trying to spread the word of how great the Ottawa local scene is. There. That's what Ego and Vice is about. I've had people ask me, they listen to an episode and it goes directly into an interview or a conversation, and when two friends get in a room together, they tell some stories and whatnot, but I guess that's, how do you categorize it? That's what it is. So there, take it or leave it. That's all I got for you. And as I said from the beginning, I am not a professional journalism, obviously a professional journalist. I have no radio experience to speak of. I didn't give an interview until the first time somebody sat on my couch across from me in South Hood. So I'm just faking it till I make it. I'm doing the best I can. So thank you for supporting me as long as you have on the verge of the 25th episode, because I am just doing my best here and winging it. But it's not like it's a struggle. It's something that I look forward to on a weekly basis. It's something that I work very hard on to try and make it the best that it can be, with absolutely, like I say, nothing to go off of, but just press and record and saying, let's see how this goes. So, 25 episodes next week. And I got a few surprises for next week. I don't know what they are yet, but I promise I'll make it exciting and, you know, at least worth a listen. Cool. I do have a guest on the show today. Her name is Christina Casper. She is the guitar player and singer from the local band Doll, but she is also the head of Chord Productions, which is a promotion company here in Ottawa. She books tons of awesome shows, a lot of punk shows, heavy metal, metal, you name it. She likes it loud, she likes it fast, and I appreciate that. God damn, I respect that. So I had her on. She's a very busy person. She's got lots on the go. So we decided just to do a phone-in interview, a phoner, as they say, in the business, I think. And it's a great interview, and I'm going to play that a little bit later, we're going to lead up to that. Cool, man. What is on the go? Let's see. Goat has a show coming up on April 21st with Chord Productions. They asked us back for a fourth time in the last 4 years, or 4 years, 2 years, or something like that. Chord has always been awesome to us. Super great to work with. Always treat us really, really well, and we love playing their shows. We are playing. Goat is playing at Cafe de Cuff on April 21st with a band called The Living Deads. This is kind of a really cool show for me because about 5 years ago we played with The Living Deads at Zaphod's, and it was a absolute fucking rad time. Living Deads, they're a duo, I suppose. The bass player, she plays this big stand-up bass, and she's just like the life of the party, and it's just like she's a force to be reckoned with. You cannot take your eyes off her. It's such an amazing stage show, and the best thing about it is that they're fucking super, super cool people. Me and Christina in the interview later on, we touch on just, you know, if you're out there in the world and you're playing music and you're interacting with other bands or other promotions or whatever, just be cool to everybody. You know what I mean? It's not too hard to say hello, that type of stuff. And you never know. Stuff like this, 5 years later, cannot wait to play with these guys again. So it's going to be great. Also, at that show, it's another band called The Lab Rats. So it's Goat, The Lab Rats, and The Living Deads. Don't miss it because... Miss the Goat Show, doesn't matter. Come later. But don't miss The Living Deads and The Lab Rats because it's going to be a fucking really rad time. Great time. And it's good music. Fuck. I haven't been back to DeCuff in a while either, so I'm kind of excited to get back there. Right. So what else is going on? Oh, okay. My acoustic band, The Copper Altar, we put together a show for April 26th. At Live on Elgin Street. It is with my friend Ty Hall and my other friend Chris Landry and the Seasick Mamas and my band The Copper Altar. I'm super excited for this show because I'm such a fan of Ty and I'm such a fan of Chris, and to see them on the same stage in the same night is going to be great for me. I'm just going to be the fanboy in the back, you know, having an awesome time. And I get to play with these guys too, you know what I mean? It's just like, not only are they my peers, but they're my friends, and I look up to them for what they do in music, and I love their bands, and you know, it's going to be great just to be part of that show. Copper Altar has took a little bit of time off, I guess. Didn't mean to, but my bandmate and my best friend, Steph Goodwin, who's in the band with me, she was very busy with her theater, local theater. She's an actress, or an actor, pardon me. And I was busy with a bunch of stuff. Like I said, I was in three bands for a while. And we kind of, it just kind of fell off a little bit. But now we're back, and things are looking up. And we never stopped playing. We'd always get together like once a week, and we'd work on new stuff, and you know, try and write some new songs and just kind of plan ahead. But with spring coming, there's just something about the warmer weather. I know it's still fucking winter in Canada, but there's just something about when the snow starts to melt and the sun starts to come out and you start feeling better about things and you start getting excited. I do anyway. And I think of like live shows and playing shows and stuff like that. So I put this show together, got two of my favorite artists in town who agreed to play, and it's just going to be awesome. Me and Steph have a bunch of new songs that we have been working on that we're going to debut there, and hopefully have an EP out before that show. It might be pushing it a little bit, but you never know. So keep your eyes open for that, and I hope to see people there, because it's going to be a rad show. It's going to be a really, really, really great night of music. And you don't want to miss that either. Wow, Living Deads, don't want to miss them. You don't want to miss Ty Hall, and you don't want to miss Chris Landry and the Seasick Mamas. Goat and the Copper Altar, well, we're just happy to be there, as normal. Anyway, what else is up? Let's see. Okay, on a kind of a different note, I'm still off the booze, or the beer, if you will. About 3 weeks ago, I decided to dial that back a little bit. It was getting a little out of hand. Living a life of, I guess, a social life of always being in like bars and, God damn it, sorry, of always being in bars and, you know, with bands and stuff like that. And your social life basically is in within the four walls of a bar and whatnot, and especially in the winter time too, right? It's like, what do you want to do? I don't know. It's cold. Want to go sit in a nice warm pub and have a beer? I'm like, yeah, cool, man. That's what you kind of do. So 3 weeks ago, I decided to just kind of stop. Not quit altogether, but I was starting to have some weird health problems. Just feeling like crap. And I got sick of waking up in the morning. And I've touched on this before. This is more of an update. I'm just giving you a bit of a background of it. Yeah, I got tired of waking up and feeling like shit, basically. So 3 weeks ago I stopped, and I've been doing really, really well. It's kind of leveled off a bit. For a while there, I was super shitty and moody and awful. But now it's actually pretty easy, you know? I'll still have like a beer here and there, but just like one. We had a goat show last week, and I kind of fell off a little bit and tied one on and felt like crap in the morning and remembered why I don't do that kind of shit anymore. It's funny, the older you get, you have to start leaving some stuff behind. And as much as you want everything to be one big party all the time, you know, you can't do it forever, I guess. That's just my point of view, where I'm at now. So waking up has been amazing. Wake up and I feel great, you know. Feel like I actually want to be a productive part of society. And energy, sleeping good, and saving a shitload of money. So I recommend it. The hardest part for me was to wonder how to not go to... I guess I'm still trying to figure that out, is how do you go and spend a night at a bar or play a show and not kind of fall back into old habits, as you will. But I guess it's like a baby step thing, and just trying to, you know, be better about it. And this, the sheer drive of waking up and feeling not crappy, like not hungover, is enough to make you want to put a lot of effort into it. Well, it is for me, for sure. And yeah, I guess I've struggled with it in the past, right? I thought it would be harder to do, just stop drinking altogether, but it was actually a lot easier than I thought. But I have a good support team too, you know what I mean? My girlfriend is super supportive when it comes to that, and she just won't drink around me, or she won't drink with me, that type of thing too. And you know, my friend Steph does the same. So those are the two people I hang out with most in my life, and they've been awesome. So don't want to make it sound like I, you know, anything other than it is, but it's been awesome, and I recommend it. And if anyone can give me some advice on how to still be in a band and do that social thing and actually not want to fall back into those habits, please feel free to give me a call, because I could use a little bit of advice in that sense. Anyway, so that's a little update on that, because I know I've touched on it before, so I figured I'd give everyone an update. If you care, I hope you do, but if you don't, doesn't matter. Going to do it anyway. And it's working out pretty, pretty well. A couple more things before we get to the interview with Christina is little health update on the status of Goat right now. We are on a bit of a break. We were going pretty hard there, but my drummer hurt his back pretty bad. So we're giving him some time to get better, I guess. He played the last show that we played with the Riptides, I guess, at Cafe de Cuff a couple weeks ago or a week ago, whatever it was, with his back like pretty bad. And halfway through the set, he started losing like feeling in his fingers and stuff. So he's been to a specialist, and he's been to like a chiropractor or physiotherapy or something like that, and they kind of diagnosed what it is. So he's not out of the ball game, out of the ballpark. How do you say that? He's not out of the woods yet, but he does see some light between the trees, as they say. That's dumb, but it doesn't matter. Just thought I'd follow up on that just to keep everyone posted. Goat is going to use this time. Well, I'm going to use this time to try and actually write some Goat songs, because I've talked about this before. I'm in a little bit of a blocky area right now. So things ain't coming out so smoothly. But you know what I mean? I have enough time now to try and actually put some stuff forward. And we'll see how that goes. So that's the Goat update. 2018. Whatever. We'll be back. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a song from my guest, whose interview I will play immediately once this song is done. Her name is Christina Casper. She's in a band called Doll. She was nice enough to allow me to play a song from them. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a song called Plastic Lies. And as soon as we get back, like I said, we'll have my phoner with Christina Casper. This is Plastic Lies. This is Doll on Ego and Vice. So, hey, welcome back. Look, I'm back. It's episode 24 of Ego and Vice. It's I'm happy to have everyone back. Anyway, I have a guest on the phone today. She is a important part of the Ottawa music scene, not just as a booker, but also as a musician. She's in the Ottawa band Doll, and she's also a big part of something called Core Productions, which books a lot of shows here in Ottawa. And I believe maybe she can clear this up, but outside of Ottawa, I'm not 100% sure. But on the line, I have Christine Casper. Christina Casper.
Hi.
How are you?
Yes, I'm good. You?
Good, good. Thank you so much for being on the show. It's I know I.
My pleasure.
Yeah, I contacted you a little while ago, and we finally kind of worked it out. I have I have a bit of a schedule that I have to get through a lot of people, but we worked it out, so that's cool. So
yeah. No, I'm happy we made it work.
Yeah. So. You're a musician in town. You play in a band called Doll, but you're not originally mm-hmm. from Ottawa. You're from Edmonton, New Brunswick.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. So.
Yeah, and I've been in Ottawa probably 14, 15 years now.
Oh yeah, that's cool. I'm originally from Thunder Bay, so I'm an Ottawa transplant as well. What brought you to Ottawa?
Well, my parents moved here, and I came over here to go to university. So I say when I get to Thunder Bay and small towns, everyone kind of migrates toward a bigger city for, you know, the better outlook on jobs and things like that. So
sure, going
that's
to
my story.
Moving up to the big city.
Yeah.
When you were in Edmonton, were you in bands in Edmonton as well, or is that something that happened when you got to Ottawa? Or
No, yeah, I had a band called Bliss back in, I think we probably started when we were in grade like 7 or 8. And yeah, we were quite big. We were, you know, doing really well. It was an all-girl band. And my guitarist back then, Julianne, she moved to Ottawa as well, and she became the bass player in Doll.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And when you got to Ottawa, have you always played guitar? Like, was that your first instrument, or was that just something you kind of...
Yeah, it is. It's my first instrument, but I've played bass in, like, several metal bands, and Damon and mm-hmm. My Shadow and things like that. And, you know, I've played keyboards, and Among Ashes, and I've played, you know, I drum now. I kind of play a lot of different instruments. It's fun.
Yeah, that's cool. I find that... Well, I started as a singer, and I slowly picked up the guitar over the course of my... life, and I slowly banged away at it and got better at it. And
yeah, well, you're amazing, honestly. Last time you guys played at TARC, you guys put on a heck of a show. It's really awesome.
Oh, thank you very much. That's kind words. You're lying, but that's kind words.
Yeah, no, that's why I keep inviting you guys again.
Yeah, no, it's been awesome. We've done some pretty fun shows with Chord, but we'll get to Chord in a minute. How did Doll get started?
Well, I'm a big grunge fan. I've always been a fan of like L7, Hope, Ape and Toilet, things like that. And Pete Casper, who's my husband, anyways, he's into those bands as well. We were kind of like reminiscing about how there's not that many grungy punk bands around anymore. So that's how it all got started. And our drummer Nick was into, you know, that grungy era as well. So that's how we all, you know, got together.
That's cool, because you guys have been in for a long haul. It's you've been together since 2005, so you're going on 13 years.
Yeah. It's been a while. It hasn't been as busy lately. I had two kids, and I kind of, you know, well, I guess you guys know with Sarah as well. It's difficult to juggle everything. So yeah. The band is a little bit, you know.
Well,
on ice for the time being.
That's cool. Well, you know, life happens. And are you talking about Sarah Gott, Sarah Destruction?
Yeah.
She just had a baby. I was just talking to her the other day. I went and saw her Nicola, her little son. Yeah, she's doing really well. She's really happy, and I'm really happy for her.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's cool. So,
yeah, that's
so can you talk about some of the stuff when Doll was going strong? Because you guys were pretty successful. You guys were doing really well.
Yeah, no, we, you know, some of the highlights, we went on tour with Lacuna Coil and Protest the Hero, Hailstorm, Die Mannequin, You know, we played Blues Fest, we played Rock Fest, we played a whole bunch of stuff. We played, you know, pretty much everywhere in Canada. We did the States as well. So, yeah, no, it was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Do you miss the road? Do you miss the touring of it all?
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work, and but it's a lot of fun being on tour with, you know, good friends and long hours in and out, and you know, playing in front of new people. It's cool. You meet a lot of new folks, and it's fun. It's always unpredictable. Shit happens always, but there's definitely a lot of ups and downs. But definitely miss it.
Yeah, the craziness of the road and the craziness of just being in a band. It's such a strange lifestyle, right? Such a strange thing to do.
Going to bed. The best is like going to bed at like probably 4 a.m. by the time you're done and you load in, and then you get to the hotel room, and then you got to wake up the next morning and like
do it all over again.
Yeah, because somebody got to drive like 8 hours, and you know, or somebody has to work, or it's just crazy. You know, so many overnight drives. Sketchiness.
Yeah, well, it's all worth it in the end, right? Good memories. Yeah, good memories, good stories.
Yeah, exactly. You
know, can't imagine my life a different way, I suppose, as crazy as it does get. Yeah, and you know, one day I can say, well, at least I did that. If I did nothing else in my life, at least I did that. I don't know.
Yeah,
so that's cool. So
do you guys tour around a bit, or mostly just the Ontario area?
Well, I used to be in a band in the 90s. What am I talking about? In the like the 2000s, and we did some touring then, and with Goat, we do more like territorial stuff, I guess provincial stuff, like Toronto, Kingston, Montreal, that kind of thing, where we can just kind of stay. You know, we're all getting older too, right? And we all have like lives and stuff like that. And I'd love to jump in a van for 2 weeks or a month and just drive across the country, but in the same sense, I kind of don't want to anymore. You know what I mean? I'm getting old and set in my ways, and I like sleeping in my own bed, and just taking an Uber down the street to play a gig sounds pretty good sometimes too, you know. But it is what it is. So Chord Productions, local production company that books a ton of great shows. How did that get started?
Well, I've been booking shows for probably ever since I moved to Ottawa, so it's been probably a good 14, 15 years now. When I first started, it was called Absurd Concert Productions. I can't even remember. Yeah. And then I joined Black Widow Promotions. And then after that, you know, those guys are kind of done with it. So then a few years ago, must be maybe 3 years now, I started Core Productions. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm the, I guess, owner of it all. And I have some amazing people that help me out to make it happen. But, Core Productions is my little baby.
Okay.
My third baby, I guess.
And what exactly is Core Productions? What does it do? What do you do?
So we book a lot. We book a lot of metal, punk, and rock shows in Ottawa.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. And as far as the booking and putting shows together, how does one go about doing that? Is it strictly, do you guys find the bands, or do bands reach out to you? Is it open-ended that way?
Yeah, it's a bit, you know, there's a lot of booking agents that we deal with that represent several bands. That we deal with sometimes, you know, we get a lot of smaller bands that'll approach us, you know, and some, you know, if you like the music or whatnot, you know, we try to make it work. So it's a bit of both. And then sometimes I'm like, oh, there's an off date between Montreal and Toronto, and you reach out to this band and try to make it work in Ottawa.
And that was, that was another one of my questions. Do you book stuff out of town as well, or is it just strictly
Ottawa? Yeah. Okay. No, just Ottawa. Yeah.
That's cool. I've been to many Chord production shows that you've put on. I've also played Goat. My band Goat has played. You've been gracious enough to send out an invite to ask us if we want to play certain shows. And they've always been well put together shows, and they're always super fun lineups and that. I mean, I think the first thing we did together was the Big Wig show. Was that right? Big Wig.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yeah.
House of Targ last year, a couple years ago. And the other two shows were over the course of the year, I suppose, were the Gutter Demons and I think it was the Gutter Mouth, because Goat goes well with things in the gutter, I suppose.
Yes. There you go. Gee.
Works out well.
Keeping that.
cool.
And then you guys are playing April 21st with The Living Dead.
The Living Deads. That was super exciting when you sent me that message and asked me about that one. Because Goat, like maybe this set probably about 5 years ago, we played with The Living Deads at Zaphod's. And they were super nice and super fun. Yeah. Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah, very.
Sorry?
Yeah, very cool duo. Yeah, they're a very cool duo. It should be fun. And it's the same night as Plant Smasher. So Plant Smasher is the Mustard Plug is playing downstairs. And then Living Dead is you guys upstairs. So we're going to do like alternating set times and stages. So, you know, people who have tickets for Plant Smashers can go upstairs and catch your set for free and all that. So.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's going to be really fun. Cool. One thing about the Living Deads is I can't remember her name, but she the bass player of the Living Dead, she plays the big stand-up bass. And she's like a force to be reckoned with. You can't take your eyes off her. She's such a good like show person. It's awesome. It's super fun.
Yeah, they seem to have a really rad stage presence and costumes and everything. So
yeah,
I'm excited to see them. I've never seen them before. So.
Oh, cool. Yeah, and they're super nice, and that's the main thing. You know, it's like I love playing with bands. I love meeting bands, and you know, 95% of the people are really nice. But it's nice when a band comes in from out of town, and they're just really humble, cool people. And it's
No, it really makes a difference. It makes you want to book them again, or you know, help them out and things like that. Because yeah, there's a lot of jerks out there, and it's awesome when you know when they're nice people, and then, you know, they make contacts with other bands and everybody can help each other out. So I'm glad to hear.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Ottawa needs production companies like you, like Core Productions. I think it's a really important part of it, just to bring a lot of music together, a lot of different bands, and just put on awesome shows, you know what I mean? For bands coming up in Ottawa, I know some of them don't know how to put together a show. Like you being having such a vast experience of actually putting shows together, or just, you know, probably giving advice to younger bands and whatnot. For an upstart band with your experience, what would you say is the best way to go about it for like a newer band or stuff?
Yeah, I get that question often. So for smaller bands that have, let's say, never played in Ottawa, the best thing to do is reach out to other local bands that sound like you and do some gig swaps, you know? So let's say you're from Montreal and you've got a decent, you know, following over there, we'll contact an Ottawa band and say, hey, book me in Ottawa, you know, organize a show for me, and I'll organize a show for you in Montreal, and, you know, do that with some other cities, and then boom, there you go. You got a small mini tour on your hand. And that's the best way to make sure that, you know, that there will be people at the show as well, right? Because if you're playing with Ottawa bands that, you know, have a decent draw, then there you go. You got someone to play in front of. So
for sure, build a little scene, build a little a little hype for yourself, and before you know it, you never know, right? What for a band that say you book with Chord? What's the worst thing a band can do to kind of sour you towards ever asking them again? Have you ever had any crazy experiences without any giving any names?
We've had tons of crazy experiences. Yeah, no, for sure. You know, I think if you're nice to the staff, the sound man, and you're respectful towards everyone, and you have a positive attitude, I think, you know, definitely everyone's going to book you back again. But then when you make everyone's job just miserable, and you're whining, and blah, 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 just being disrespectful, like, kind of, you know, makes you want to think booking these bands, you know, again, so.
Yeah, that's cool.
But don't be a jerk.
Well, that's it, you know, be nice to people, don't be a dick.
Yes, exactly,
I find that in the punk scene, or even in the metal scene, most of those people are like the nicest people too. I don't know. Mm-hmm. The people that I've met in, like, I've strictly, well, I was in a rock band before, but I've always kind of been around the punk scene and stuff like that. And I've met a ton of great people and tons of friends. And I don't know if outside people, I don't quote whatever you call them that, you know, you look at a metal person or you look at a punk person, they seem kind of intimidating, but you go talk to them and they're like the nicest people ever.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. And like, so when I first moved to Ottawa, I had been to so many different shows, and, you know, I didn't make friends and things like that, but I went to one, I think my first Ottawa metal show was Covadis or Lacuna Coil, and then I was just there by myself, and I made so many friends, and I still talk to these people to this day. You know, it's kind of like a small community, especially for metal. Like, a lot of people just go by themselves, and then, you know, you make friends through going to shows. You know, you see the same people over and over again. So yeah. like, let's say last week I was at Dirk Schneider. Well, I knew like 75% of the people in the crowd, you know, they're just like old friends and things. So it's a good place to, it's a good little community for sure.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think the Ottawa music scene is, it's deep, it's very vast. And I think the talent in Ottawa is amazing, second to none.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
across
we
Canada.
Have tons of amazing, yes, we have tons of good local bands for sure.
Yeah, and there's, it's like, I've been playing in bands in Ottawa for 20 years, and it's funny how these bands just keep popping up, and it's just like, you've been mm-hmm. around for like 5 years, because you don't hear of them, you know what I mean, because there's so many and stuff. So it's awesome to mm-hmm. just, you know, have promotion to bring it all together, to discover new music, yeah. discover new local music is the main thing, and support it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I tell that to everybody. Support local music. If you see a show going on, just go out and check it out. You know, you never know. You might discover a new band. You might meet someone that's cool. And again, if you're in yeah. a startup band, like you said, you might make a connection. And
then, you know what, for like smaller bands, the best way to go out and network with promoters and other bands is to go on and support local shows.
That's it, you know?
You know, if I have someone, sometimes I have people come up to the door and talk to me, and I've never even heard their band, but, you know, it's like, hey, they seem like nice people. Well, I'll go and check out their band, you know, and mm-hmm. versus just getting like a random message on Facebook. Then, you know, when you're face-to-face and things like that, there's just more opportunities that will pop up for you.
I agree, and I think that's the best advice you could give. What's the future of Chord Productions? Like, where are you going? Where do you want to see it?
Well, you know, I think we book over like 50 to 100 shows a year, and it's looking like the spring is looking really busy, and the summer and the fall. So, we're just going to keep going at it. You know, maybe keep doing metal and punk and rock, and maybe expand a little. But you know what? There's tons of other promoters that do other things. So we like to stick to our little niche.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's really good. Is there any way that, do you have any like links or something like that if people wanted to like check it out? You have any plugs?
Yeah,
or?
the best way to find out about what shows are playing, it's facebook.com/CordProductions, or we have a website as well, CordProductions.com, and all our shows are there, and with the ticket links and everything, so you can check out all the cool metal, punk, and rock shows coming up.
Wicked. Well, there it is. Well, I'm not going to take up too much more of your time. I just wanted to get you on and just shoot the breeze and talk about how you're doing and what you're doing and talk about Chord Productions. Yeah. And I think we've covered all that. But
yeah, well, thanks a lot.
No problem. Really, really looking forward to the 21st, April 21st. It's at Cafe yep. de Cuff. It's with the Living Deads, and it's with yours truly, Goat. You can come. Mm-hmm. You can come check Goat out. But I highly recommend the Living Deads. Other than that, Christina, it's been a pleasure, and thank you very much. And if you ever need us in the future, please feel free to call.
Will do. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah. Take care. Bye. All right, that was a song from a band called Chiller. That was a song called Heretic. Fucking rad band. I reached out to Chiller a few months ago, and asked if I could play some of their shit, but they had nothing. They had nothing down yet. But that was released February 2nd, so about a month ago, and it sounds fucking pretty good to me. I thought it was fucking really great. They were in Ottawa for a bit. I think they're in Moncton now. I may be wrong with the details because I'm not 100% sure. But you can check them out on Facebook or Bandcamp. Chiller, they have a 9 or an 8 song record out, or an EP, whatever they want to call it, and it's all killer. So check it out. That's Chiller. They're killer. Fuck. Anyway. Cool, man. All right. Just found out that that April 21st show at Cafe de Cuff with the Living Deads, myself with Goat, and the Lab Rats, Cultural Treason has been added to that show. I just saw that on the interweb just now. That is my friend Ken Ketchum's band, the bass player from Four Stroke. That's his other project that he's doing. Ken was on the show and he talked about that, and we played some music from that. So that's super exciting. It's always great to play with some friends. So I'm really looking forward to it. I haven't seen them play live yet either. So yeah, it's good. That's a good bill that night. That's going to be a good one at Cafe de Cuff. April 21st. Should check that out. I'm making some Ego and Vice t-shirts. I had brought this up a little while ago. So they should be going to print at some point, for screening at some point. I just have to fucking crunch some finances and see if they go out. But every person that's been on the show is going to get a t-shirt. Hooray! A fucking Ego and Vice t-shirt. That way I can, pay you back with some swag for giving me your time. It's a little late, but better late than never, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, go and check out some cool shows that are coming up in Ottawa. Sorry, man, I'm all over the fucking place here, but it's the way my brain works. There's a punk rock cover night this Friday at House of Targ, which is going to be super, super fun. Speaking of Ken Ketchum and the Limburg Babies, they are covering some stuff at Targ. I think it's the Misfits, and it's Personality Crisis, and No Means No, and a couple other bands that are being covered that night by local musicians, some of them of which I have some friends in, so I'm going to go check that out and support that. Plus, it's just a fun night, you know? A lot of iconic bands get to hear the music. You know the music, and you get to hear your friends play it, so that's cool. Maybe I can round up some podcast guests from that night. Who knows? Anyway, but I think that's going to be it. I don't really have much else to talk about. As always, if you want to get a hold of me, you can email me at egoandvice@gmail.com. You can go to egoandvice.com. On the website, all the podcasts are there. They're all for free, so you can listen to them right back from episode 1. I don't recommend listening to the first, like, maybe 3 of them because they're kind of weird. I was just trying to, you know, get some my footing, I suppose. But hey, man, you got to start somewhere, I guess. I'm also available on iTunes, Facebook, and of course my host, my gracious host, Podomatic. So check that out if you want to be on the show, if you want me to play music on the show, your band on the show, or if you even want to just come in. Drop me a line and we'll make it happen, and I can make an episode all about you. But that's it for me. This has been episode 24. Again, 25th episode is coming up next week. It should be a fun one. Should be interesting. I'm going to put some planning into it, more so than the 5 minutes I put into this one today. But yeah, it's a pretty big episode, so I'm looking forward to it. So episode 24 is in the books. Episode 25, see you next week.
You've got a real attitude problem, McFly. You're a slacker.